How to stop arguing with an alcoholic. How can you stop arguing with a husband, wife, son, coworker, daughter, or friend who is an alcoholic? It can seem impossible at times because there is constant turmoil and looming anxiety that surrounds the life of an alcohol-addicted person. The following statement will begin to lay the solid foundation that needs to be built upon for you. It takes two to argue. The old cliché seems simple enough to grasp with the intellect, but trying to convince your emotions that it is a simple task to not step into the ring and fight is where the real work takes place. The process of turning the other cheek and walking away is difficult when the normal daily routine with the alcoholic friend or family member revolves around arguing and fighting. The vicious cycle can only be broken by removing yourself from the adversarial territory. What if I told you that the two weapons that alcoholics use are anger and anxiety? Does that shine some light into the darkness? Understanding this truth will help you quit fighting with them. If they can keep you upset, then the focus becomes on you rather than on them. While you're storming around fuming with anger, then they can point the finger at your behavior rather than looking at their own. In some dysfunctional way, this makes them feel better about themselves. When there's an argument that breaks out, it also gives them permission to escape and justify having a drink. Do you feel like you're the crazy one who's hanging from the chandelier while they are out having a good time with their party friends? First, let me just say that you are going to have to be patient and easy on yourself. If you fail the test when trying to stop fighting with someone who is an active substance abuser, you just have to start over and try again. People who drink alcohol have a way of pushing our emotional buttons and getting us all upset. As we continue to work on changing our behaviors, eventually things will be different. Please do your best to apply the following lessons with a loving and gentle attitude towards the person who has the drinking problem. Your body language says more than your words at times. Trying to place a smile on your face while conversing with them is a good idea. Being kind to an alcoholic may be difficult, but it's necessary. If it is not possible right now for you to detach with love, then detaching with anger is better than arguing with the alcoholic. Just try and remove yourself without venting your anger on them. Then call a friend on the phone from your support group and tell them how ticked off you are. Here are a few lessons that will greatly help you in your situation. Lesson 1. Never have a serious conversation with them when they are drunk. I quit arguing altogether when I began to realize it's pointless to try and reason things out when they have been nipping the bottle. You wouldn't try to have a rational conversation with someone who just came out of major surgery and is under the effects of an anesthetic, would you? Someone who drinks every day has alcohol in their blood 24/7. Avoid talking to them about the serious things in life like house payments, bills, and children's health issues when they are inebriated. Wait until they have sobered up, then initiate the conversation. I'll be giving you some great tips on how to do this a little further in this lesson. Lesson 2. Learn to recognize what they do to try to make you start arguing with them. It may be that they criticize you or they call you degrading names. Perhaps they will disapprove of a particular thing that you did and then express negative opinions about your character. A good way of recognizing what the buttons are that they are pushing is through keeping a journal. By documenting the events of your life, you will begin to see more clearly exactly how the fights are starting. Then you can recognize certain patterns of behavior that are happening between the two of you and start making changes. Once you begin to tune into their tactics, you will be able to quit reacting in negative ways. It will be easier to stop than you think. Just keep trying until you get it right. The rewards of not fighting and arguing will be that you will experience more peace and serenity in your life. You will also experience less feelings of guilt and shame. Lesson 3. Controlling the things we say. If what you have to say is not necessary, kind, or true, consider not saying it. This means that you're going to have to keep your composure long enough to think before you respond to something that they have just said or done. Here are a few great one-liners that will help you keep your composure. 1. I'm sorry you feel that way. 2. You may be right. 3. Thanks for sharing that with me. 4. Let me think about that for a while, and I'll get back with you. 5. No. You do not have to explain your reasoning behind your response. 6. I do not care to discuss that with you right now. The real magic of using these responses is when they are working together. Here's an example of a conversation. The alcoholic says, "What have you done all day while I was at work?" Your response? "I don't care to discuss that right now. I am busy." The alcoholic then says, "You never do anything around here." Your response? "I'm sorry you feel that way." The alcoholic responds, "If you would go to sleep at a decent hour and get up earlier, you would accomplish a whole lot more around here." Your reply? "You may be right." After using one of these phrases in the conversation, then say nothing else in defense of your character. Zip your lip and try to do it with a smile on your face. This diffuses the old pattern of going around and around to defend your character every time they try to push your buttons. Once you have used some of these responses, it is not necessary to repeat yourself again as they continue to try and get a negative reaction from you. Go into another room, close the door, lock it, and start reading a book or watching TV. You can even leave the house and go for a walk or call a friend and go visit with them. Do whatever it takes to stop arguing with the problem drinker. There are many other things that I could share with you, but remember, the foundational goal is to stop arguing by remembering that it takes two people to have a fight. If you refuse to step into the fighting arena, then there will be no argument. Now, be prepared for your husband, wife, son, daughter, or coworker to get even angrier when you refuse to be a part of the habitual lifestyle anymore. The only way to put an end to the dysfunctional cycle is to not participate anymore. You really can quit arguing and totally stop fighting with an alcoholic. You are the one who is going to have to change, though. Just keep trying, even when you mess up, and eventually, these suggestions, they will begin to work like clockwork.